Hey yo, Wagwa Mandem, you on to Fresh Fuse Podcast? Hey yo, roll a bit.
Welcome to this podcast.
Hey yo, pause dashi, pause. Hit the pause on it. Yeah, you're on to Fresh Fuse Podcast, and I am your host, Anyi Desmond. And on today's episode, we have a really, really interesting song, and it's called Nayubi Day by Tash Gabiano featuring Helmaine. And this is a really, really incredible song. She is mad still, you know. And so this song is basically love professing, but before going to the details, let's let the beat roll for a bit. Yo, so without further ado, let's get into the details. First off, this song is really, really amazing, and woof, I must say that the combo in this song is really, really killing. I like the ending part of this song more, like there's that melody at the tail end, that's the last hook where Taj combines with Helmaine on that, like, vocals, like she is mad, you know. So I must say, like, wow, I'm really, really impressed, like, seeing this come from an artist that, like, I haven't really heard of before. Like, I like unraveling gems, you know. So when I unravel something that is kind of new, like, makes me feel really, really good. And wow, I'm really, really impressed with the vocals, the coordination, and of course I must say Helmaine impressed me with her line. Like, Taj did a really, really nice job with laying out the foundation of the song, but Helmaine, like, killed the rest. Like, it's a perfect combination. Like, I guess these two artists should do more collaborations in the future, you know, because this combo is mad still, and I would love to see more of this. Like, it seems like there's a harmony. It's a harmony between them. They have a really, really nice connection. So this song basically talks about how they're going to be there for each other, for, like, lovers, you know. So this song is actually a love song. So it professes that loving, that feeling, that energy. Like, if you're a lovebird, yeah, wow, this one is the tune for you. Like, you can play this all day with that special person, you know. So Taj is really great with his lines and lays them down, and I like it. They like to use the pidgin English, even though it's more of a francophone song. They like to lay down the pidgin, making the Afro words why, you know. So the Nigerian pidgin English is actually, like, on the rise now. So everybody's trying to like tap into this Afro rave, like Afro be going crazy right now, you know. So everybody's trying to tap into this movement, you know. So it doesn't matter which language you're speaking, it's Afrobeat, you know. So big ups to Taj for making this tune. Like, it's really something, like, amazing. If when someone from a different culture, like language, you know, the language barrier didn't stop him from making a song in pidgin, and I really love that. So Taj did a great thing with that tune. Like, he made sure he did justice, even though it was in pidgin, you know. So I really love the suspense in the song and the culture love, and what can I say? Like I love this song, you know. Like, wow, this song is crazy. Like, come on, man, you have to listen. So, as I stated earlier, where are the recommendations to listen to Caribbean Day are actually like for lovebirds, and somewhere like in public spaces and places like that, you know. So she is just like that, like wow. Yeah. So if you're actually like looking for a love song, this is the perfect blend for you. It's a Franco Pigeon song, I must say, like French mixed with Pigeon and English. Pigeon English and English actually, so it's a whole new flavor, and I love the combo, you know. So you stay tuned, listen to that too. Make sure you go search Taj Capiano and Ahal Main, and you make sure you listen to Nayubin Day. And this has been the Fresh Fused podcast. But before we go there, we give you a breakdown of Taj's career so you know more about the artist while you go listen. And after then, we give the review as well. So Taj is a composer and a singer. He's an artist and an Afro star who began his musical career in 2011. His professional career took off in 2015. Being independent at music, he needed a breath of fresh air, which made him to sign with the label MG Prod in June 1st, actually 2020. The label MG Prod, remember the name MG Prod, took control over his professional career as an artist and completed a project with Taj Gambino's Situation Mimbi, released on July 18, 2020. So that's the journey of Taj. So you see, Taj has been an OG in the game, like starting from like 2015, man. That's a long time, man. So Taj has been an OG in the game, so he understands the basic. That's why like music is ageless, and I love that about Taj. Like, he's been very consistent throughout all this year. So a big ups to Taj. Keep up the good work, bruv, and make sure you go give Taj a follow. Make sure you listen to his music and show him love. Like, brother, I've been putting more energy in his music career. He's been putting in the energy, you know. So go show Taj some love. And you've been listening to the voice of the blogger Lead, and here is my rating for Nayubin Day by Taj Capito and Hal Main. It's a 7.5 rating. That's a high bar on the Fresh Fuse, you know. Yay! So it's getting above the 6 rating. That is a 7.5. That's almost near the perfect line, like just 5 points away from perfect, which is 8. You know, that's one of the most highest rates we give songs on this pod. So 7.5 is no play. So this song might actually be unraveling of a gem, and I'm sure you gonna love this tune. So make sure you go stream Nayubin Day by Taj Gambino and Hal Main. You know what, one. And this is Fresh Fuse, and I've been the blogger Elite. And the rating for this song was 7.5 once again. And as I said, recommended to listen on a vacation. Recommended to listen with the love, that special person, because it's a love song. And of course, public places. And it's a wrap on this episode. Make sure you follow Fresh Fuse Podcast on all social media platforms, and don't forget to give us a follow and 5-star rating. Make sure you vote this song. We'll be giving down a poll for you to rate the song from 1 to 10. Give us your rating. It could be 10 over 10. A song is perfect for somebody. It's always a song. 100, it's 10 over 10 for somebody somewhere. So make sure you don't get scared or afraid to rate a song 10 over 10. This is a professional rating. It can be a personal preference thing, so don't forget to rate. You can rate from 1 to 10. So, this is Fresh Fuse Podcast, and we project creativity. So, without further ado, we out. Amen. It's come, my G. Big ups.